If we liken the definition of trivial to the definition of autistic, then we can come to see it as a spectrum. And we have a spectrum of people that we are not fussing about. And we need to be, because these people are the molehills that should be mountains in society. I didn't make a fuss. I was not fussed about, and I suffered. But I did not and do not suffer from being autistic. I suffered from the ignorance of others. I suffered from anxieties. I suffered from depression. I suffered from being unrecognized, underutilized, unfulfilled, unconventional. Now, in school, I was a bit of a doodler, and in my experience, doodling was one of those things that told people you weren't listening. It probably wasn't uncommon to hear something like, "Stop doodling, pay attention." But if we can pay attention to what something seemingly trivial can offer us, because the Skills Foundation for Doodling can open us to new worlds like comic books, graphic design, architecture. Admittedly, my life took a very different path, but this is not about me. This is about working with what you've got, what I call imagining multiple dimensions. This is about the unrecognized, underutilized, unfulfilled, unconventional people of the future. I'm presented here as a speaker, to speak about these people as one of these people, but speaking only goes so far. And that's why I want to do. I want to do things about these people, with these people, and I want us to do something right now. I want us to make a fuss. Just have a good old fuss. Because we fuss about so many other things. We fuss about customer service. We fuss about the weather. We fuss about our loved ones. When our health is concerned, we fuss about that to our doctors. Indeed, we need to fuss in the context of education, because if we see unusual behaviour or a bruise, and we don't fuss, we may be allowing abuse to continue. Fussing does not discriminate. Fussing unites us, and I believe there is a prominent link to most, if not all, fussing. We fuss because we want what we think we deserve. Rightly or wrongly, we fuss because we want what we think we deserve. Better pay. Better environment, better working conditions, better neighbours, just generally better lives. But this brings me to my second question, which is, what does better mean? Because I'm not sure I want better to mean inclusion out of sympathy or fitting into a neurotypical, normalised template of success. Because if we're inspiring generations, we don't need clones. We need to imagine multiple dimensions of success. I want to tell you a short story now. Because in the process of gathering notes and experience for this talk, I met a local family, including their autistic son. Now, nursery comes along for their son, and like any nursery should for anyone in my view, they wanted to improve his reading capacities. Fine. But the way they wanted to connect with him was ineffective. Those that symbolised education in his world were not making connections with him. But that did not mean that he was not making connections with the world. You see, he loved trains. And whilst his family could have easily dismissed this love as a distraction from the core curriculum of life, they chose to take it from his world, utilise it and maximise it, and created the Engine ABC. Now, the Engine ABC was an organic alphabet book co-produced with their son, where every letter of that alphabet correlated to a train reference. They personalised the activity and he thrived because of it. He made significant advances in his reading capacities, but the journey didn't end there. You see, we can go further. If we take the red signal, green signal system, often seen in the world of trains, we can use it as a way to navigate social complexities. Is it appropriate to leave or stay in assembly? Red signal would be, no, you need to stay where you are. Green signal would be, yes, you can go. It's also a communication system. If he needs to go, then he can silently maybe show a card that has the red signal or green signal to indicate how he's feeling. And it also can ensure road safety. Is it okay to cross the road? Red signal, no. Green signal, yes. But if we further that dimension or function, we can also use it as an emotional register. How are you feeling today? Bad? Red? Or good? Green? Let it be known that this is just a mere snippet of a much broader picture. But I feel that it demonstrates that if we imagine multiple dimensions of communication, of success, of function, of our very identities, then we can be anything but trivial. And it ties in with what my friend Jack Whitfield said, speech illustrator from Cornwall, when I asked about the relationship between art and his autistic identity. He said that when we can streamline something beautiful, we can then really appreciate the individual beautiful parts of something and therefore make more sense of it. I return to an earlier thought. We fuss because we want what we think we deserve. And now my final question. What do autistic people deserve? I believe that they deserve to be appreciated for their individual beautiful parts, but also meaningfully integrated as a whole. And that is why we should make mountains out of molehills. Because autistic people are worth fussing about.